Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The we just started the bitching about the NHL draft lottery. And we had the build up to this thing. We try to prepare people for this possibility, which was a flip of the coin, and it actually slightly better than flip of the coin. It was a 50.4% chance that the Red Wings would pick fourth. And now that it happened, of course, everybody wants reform in Detroit, right? Everybody, right. When you have the worst team in the NHL by far, and then the draft lottery comes and you have the worst scenario play out by far, people want to see the system overhauled. Do you want to see the system overhauled? And if so, how? Or is that just hindsight bitching because we were the team that were screwed? Because lotteries are put in place to try not to reward the team that's best at tanking. The odds are in your favor, but they're not so much in your favor that you really, really, really desperately want to be as bad as you can be, you know?
Well, I addressed this a little bit on Friday, and first of all, you can't separate the we're just saying this because we're screwed kind of feeling. We can't. Obviously, we feel that way strongly about that. I do think that, you know, if you looked at it objectively, if there was a fan from another franchise, and I used Anaheim, for example, if Anaheim were as bad as the Red Wings were this year, 24 points worse than the next worst team in the league, and if they ended up getting screwed out of it, would you have felt the same way as the Red Wings? Of course you wouldn't, but if an Anaheim fan is giving you the same arguments, you would have to at least say, okay, I hear where you're coming from, and I understand, and you would probably acquiesce. So the answer is yes, this is a ridiculous system that they have, in particular with what they did this year because of COVID, to include these teams that are technically in a playoff right now.
Yep.
If they lose in this playoff, then they get entered into the possibility of winning the draft lottery, which is just beyond dumb. What I would like to see in reform is not doing away with the draft lottery altogether. That I think the lottery makes sense in trying to prevent the tanking, but I think you have to increase the percentages for the worst team in the league. And if there's such a canyonist gap between how bad the team is compared to the next worst team in the league, maybe you increase it even more or put a cap on it. Instead of having, well, the Red Wings had the worst team in the league, the worst they can do, the pick is fourth. If you're as bad as they were, I'm sorry, fourth isn't, that's not good enough. I mean, you should be guaranteed, say, third or second or have at least a 60% chance at one of the top two picks. You know, something like that. Because 18.5% for being as bad as they were, come on, man.
It doesn't.
I don't think you should even include, like, if half the teams, more than half the teams make the playoffs and the other 15 teams or whatever it is don't make the playoffs, right? Not all 15 teams need to be thrown into the draft lottery and give them 1% for being that last team. Forget that. I think you need to limit it to whatever it is, the bottom eight teams, six teams in the league.
What's interesting is the NBA system. Have you looked at the NBA system and closer? Because I went and took a look. The bottom three teams in the NBA all have a 14% chance of winning the lottery. But you could have the same scenario. A team could be absolutely the worst team in the NBA by far and only have a 14% chance of winning the draft lottery. It's even less of a chance that you win it in the NBA. So the NHL is the more,
equitable
more
way, right?
The NHL is it's better than the NBA when it comes to being the worst team. Now, how often do we expect the Red Wings to be the worst team?
Well, that's very slogan.
What's that?
Hey, we're better than the...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.